what you're saying. She's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we're about to get into some juicy topics. Hi, ladies. So today's episode is entitled, Marilyn Monroe Gave Us the Blueprint. And I know you probably like the blueprint to one. Sis, Marilyn Monroe gave us the blueprint onto femininity, okay? She gave us the blueprint on how to be a feminine woman. She gave us the blueprint on how to be a seductive woman. And if you don't know who Marilyn Monroe is, then you need to go look her up. But I'm pretty sure all of you guys know who Marilyn Monroe is, so I'm not even going to get into that. Like, that would be like giving water to a well. Like, you have enough water, you have enough information on that already. So I'm not going to waste my time getting into that. But I am going to tell you where this came from, okay? As always. So today's episode came about because I was on YouTube, and y'all know I tell y'all this all the time. I'm a YouTube and Instagram junkie. So, you know, if you guys ever want to get in contact with me, you already know I'm glued to my Instagram. And my Instagram is Miss MS period Brownstone underscore. Y'all know how to spell Brownstone. Don't play with me. Anyways, let's get into the episode. So I was on YouTube and Instagram, and then I was like, oh my God, I'm about to look up Marilyn Monroe. So I said, I need some flavor, okay? Bring in some new flavor in, yeah, okay? So I said, I need some flavor for this upcoming episode. Oh, car, honey. So I was watching Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. It's an old school movie with Marilyn Monroe in it. And I was watching it, and I just decided to just break it down. Because a lot of women our age, when I say our age, we're talking about in our 20s, early 30s, because I'm a young Tenderoni, okay? And most of my listeners are around my age because I gotta be relatable, right? So most of them are around our age do not know about this movie. And this movie is literally the blueprint to your level up journey. Like, hello. So the movie Gentlemen Prefer Blondes is basically about Marilyn Monroe, the girl that plays Marilyn Monroe. She's gonna call Marilyn Monroe because I can't remember her name. It's about Marilyn Monroe and her friend. And the friend is into dating jocks, men that look good, you know, all that stuff. And Marilyn Monroe is all about that cha-ching ching, okay? She'll date an ugly guy if he got fat pockets, okay? So me and Marilyn Monroe was on the same page here. So her and Marilyn Monroe and her friend, you know, they are showgirls. And Marilyn Monroe likes this guy. And she's into him, but she's really into his money. More specifically, his father's money. He come from a line of good, good money, okay? So Marilyn Monroe is trying to get this man, and they're going to get married, but the man is just like, well, I have to get the proof from his dad. So Marilyn Monroe and her friend goes on a girls' trip, and the man sends his father. The man tells his father, and his father sends out FBI agents and everything like that to investigate Marilyn Monroe and watch her on her trip to see if she's really a gold digger, because the father believes she's a gold digger. And guess what, Papa? You wasn't wrong, okay? She was gold digging, but as she motherfucking should, okay? What I always say, ladies, what's she gonna be digging for? Pebbles, bitch? As she should, okay? So Marilyn Monroe goes on this trip. And granted, like, she was being faithful to her man, but she's so feminine, so elegant, so seductive, so mysterious, so, oh my God, like a beautiful butterfly, but you can't catch it. All the men were going crazy over her. And she would only entertain the men that had that cha-ching ching, okay? Dollar make me holla, honey, boo-boo gel. So that's what she was entertaining. And, you know, older men that had the money. That's what she was talking to on the trip. But the reason why I say, and I'm not going to go too much onto the movie, because I want you to watch the movie, and it is for free $99, all right, on YouTube. So I don't want to hear no reason why y'all ain't watched this shit. I'm putting y'all on game, sis, on game, okay? So I'm not going to go too much in the movie, but I want you to watch it. But this movie is basically, you know, your feminine guy right there, right out the blue. The way she carries herself, her and her friend, even though her friend isn't about the money, her friend isn't, you know, into female hypergamy, and that is an episode for a whole other day because we're going to get into that one or the other. But her friend isn't into female hypergamy. However, she is. But the friend still carries herself very nice, all right? So when they're going out together, Madam Member was basically showing you, like, she ain't got no dust bunny friend. Because I keep telling y'all, get rid of them dust bunnies. She ain't got no dust bunny friend. She got a friend that looks well put together when she goes out. Yeah, her friend might be a little fast in the draws, but her friend was, you know, put together, okay? And her friend was very feminine as well. Madam Monroe, basically, what I also liked about her, that gives you, that can help you too, which on your level of journey, is she dated with a purpose. She even talked to men with a purpose. She didn't speak to anyone that wasn't on their shit. Okay, she didn't speak to no man that wasn't on his shit, all right? And when she did speak to a man that was on his shit, she knew exactly what she wanted from them and was going after it. There's a character in the movie called, I don't know, Mr. Piggy or something like that. I can't remember the damn man name. But he owned a land with diamonds in it, a gold mine, basically. And he had a wife at home, and she meets his wife, but before Mamelo meets his wife, she found out that he had, you know, land of diamonds. So she's like, oh my God, every girl loves diamonds. And she just in his face, all googly eyes and stuff. And then his wife comes out, and the wife has this beautiful tiara. And Madeline Monroe's eyes get so big, all right? And that was the one thing I did like about her in this movie. Her eyes was like, and that's a good thing that we need to learn how to do, okay? We need to take that skill. So when you watch the movie, learn that skill with the eyes. She was very seductive with her eyes and the way her eyes just glow. She had this real good glow about her. But her eyes just lit up when she seen that tiara. And she was like, oh, I have to have it, okay? So she gets in good with the husband, and her goal is to get the motherfucking tiara. And she didn't stop until she got it. She played all the games she had to play with him as nice as she wanted to be, but she got the motherfucking tiara, okay? Another thing you can learn from her, right, was the way she spoke, okay? Remember I told y'all before in controlled aggression and make them respect you. The way she spoke so soft. She spoke so feminine. You know, like, I speak to y'all like this, but when I'm speaking to a boo thing or somebody, I like, oh, honey, I could turn it on and off real quick. But she spoke so nice and calm and so sweet and so seductive. And she just knew how to just drag her words out. And when she talked to the man, she knew exactly, like, okay, well, I'm going to touch him right here. And I'm going to tell him exactly what he wants to hear. I'm going to whisper sweet nothings in his ear, okay? She knew exactly how to do that. See, I just switched that up for you. She knew exactly how to do that. She knew how to play on their masculinity. And that is a lesson that you have to learn with being more feminine, especially if you want to date a man of means or want to date a Pacific guy, okay? A better guy and not these fuck boys. You got to learn how to do that, okay, honey? You got to have that on and off switch real quick. So watching her do that was like, wow, this bitch is a genius. And she played dumb. And that was the one thing that I always say all the time, but you have to learn how to play dumb, okay? And I know we are smart as shit, okay? We got our first female president, okay? I said president, vice president, first female African-American female vice president. What the fuck is going on in the world? All right, we are the shit, okay? And we are smart as fuck. But guess what? One thing about being smart is you never let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, or you never let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. You get what I'm trying to say. You get my drift, okay? So the best way to do that is what? To play dumb. Don't everybody have to know what you know. Don't everybody got to know what you know. Use it to your advantage, and it's a beautiful thing when you're a woman. When I'm at work, and I work at a warehouse, you guys, when I'm at work and there's certain things that I don't want to do, I pretend I can't pick it up, or I pretend I don't know how to do it. And men will, hey, you need my help, Vicky? I'll help you. You just help with this box? Or you know how to do this? I'll do it for you. Yeah, nigga, do that shit. But I learned how to play on it. And you're so smart. I could never remember how to do it. What would I do without you? Like, yeah, I play dumb real quick. And it gets you far. It gets you very, very far. Okay? But that's one thing that she knew how to do, okay? And the way this girl dressed, honey, was she killing them, all right? I'm telling you, Seduction and imagination goes hand in hand, okay? She left so much for the imagination. Like, you did not catch her out here looking like these new damn influencers we got. Looking like, no shade to Ari, but hunty, Ari be doing a little bit too much for my liking. All right, you gotta leave some for the imagination, Ari. But yeah, but that's how she get paid. She entertainer, she getting her coin like that. Hey, rock out with your cock out. But I'm just saying, for a feminine woman, and you want a Pacific type of guy, and you want this man that means this high value man, ain't nobody gonna respect you if you got everything all out willy nilly. Okay, now maybe these rappers will, maybe, not for sure, but. Looking for a doctor, a lawyer, you know, college grad, honey. He don't want his business all in front of the street. He damn sure don't want everybody seeing what he got, okay? So she just left something for the imagination, and she just had this nice fitted dress on all the time. She had a dress on. You barely seen her with pants on. I don't think you seen her with pants on at all in this movie. And she was fully covered, and she was so motherfucking sexy. Woo, girl. So, that's the pointer you have to take from that movie, too, as well. What is another thing that I liked about her? Oh, when I talked about her voice. Even when she was, you know, had to check a motherfucker, okay? Even when she had to check the guy's father, she did it in such a nice, sweet way that he couldn't even disagree with her. He couldn't even argue with her. Like, he didn't even have an argument. And she was so honest, and she lived in her truth when she spoke. But she was still respectful. She still knew how to get what she want out of the guy when she was talking to him. One thing I did like that she said, even though she played dumb, towards the end you end up finding out that she was not as dumb as everybody thought she was. The thing that I loved the most about the movie was when she said that a man having money is equal to, a woman having good looks is equal to a man having money. And I say that all the time. And in the book, 48 Laws of Beauty, they talk about that, too. I say that all the time because it's so true. The more money a man makes, the more beautiful his women get. The more better his taste is, okay? Like, men don't give a fuck how much money we make. I know we would love to think that they do, but they really don't. And the only men that do care about how much money you make and what you're doing and how you're paying your bills and if you got a degree, if you got your own place, are dusties. Like, only dusty men that ain't got it fully together, they're still struggling on their mama's couch, always trying to figure out and want to know, oh, how much you making, what you doing. And they go bragging, okay? They will go bragging to their friends, their mama, their family members, whoever. Oh, my girl own a business. My girl do this. My girl do that. And they barely got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of, okay? The dust. Oh, honey, the dust is real. Oh, Lord. So, it is the same. The, we look good, we could get a man with some fat pockets, okay? and they love us dumb shit. If you look good and you're dumb, they love us. That's why the fucking movie is called Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, and that's why. But that was one thing I liked about her in this movie. It was so many good pointers in this. I'm telling you, this is your blueprint, ladies. If you're trying to work on being more feminine and you're trying to get that guy that you want, girl, because you're tired of these busties, dusties, and rusties, this movie is it for you. This movie is it, hunty. You know what else I did like, too, that I thought was really, 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 really cool in the movie? Remember I tell you all the time to be a pretty, 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 pretty princess and that you have to have fun and you have to live not carefree and get kidnapped, okay? But carefree to the point that you come off very, you know, kind of childlike. And childlike is a big thing with men, you know, especially older men. You can read about this in the book, The Art of Seduction. They talk about that. Being childlike is one way to seduce somebody, right? And maybe one day I'll talk about that too. I don't ever have a list of, like, I have a list of what I want to talk about, but I just talk about whenever I feel the spirit, okay? I don't write it down. I'm going to talk about this today because then I feel like I'm doing work. I don't want to feel like I'm working when I talk to y'all. So, but yeah, acting childlike is really good. It does work. It is a part of seduction. So get the book Art of Seduction. I said that 3 times in this damn podcast, so y'all need to go and get the shit. so yeah. But she acted very childlike. It was a part when they got in their room when they got in their room, I think they were on like a yacht trip or something like that, or a boat trip. I don't fucking remember. But when her fiance walks her into her room and he's trying to talk to her, she gets onto her bed and her bed is so soft and she's just bouncing up and down. Oh my god, she's just having so much fun. And he can barely even focus to get what he wants to say out because he's finding it attractive how childlike she's acting. He's finding it attractive how giddy and girly she is. And it's so weird, but if you watch the way he acted when he was trying to be serious, but he couldn't. And I was just like, this girl is so fucking smart. Like, she's so smart. Okay. Marilyn Monroe also gave us the blueprint in not only her character in this movie, but her overall in general. Because if you watch her interviews and you read articles about her, she says things like, it was one thing that she said when I was looking into her, she said, she dressed for men. And I know you like, what? And, you know, growing up, people always say, oh, you don't just dress to impress a man. And, you know, you dress for yourself. And da da da. Girl, you a damn lie. You a damn lie, okay? You know. If I tell you that, I'd be lying to you, okay? Let me tell you something. Every time I dress for myself, that means I'm going to dress and be comfortable. I ain't going to dress and be sexy because, shit, I already know what I got. I see it every day, you know what I'm saying? But when I do dress and wear what I think men like and what attract men, I get so many things for free. And I get so many things done for me. And I get so many doors open for me. Like, literally, doors be opening for me, sis. That it's just like, why am I dressing for me again? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, once I put this on, I'm going to feel sexy anyway. But it's like, why am I dressing to be comfortable with my sweatpants on? This thing was going to help me, you know? So that didn't really add up for me at all. But okay. Or another thing is women always, you know, dress to compete with other women. Newsflash, ladies, other women ain't going to pay your bills. Unless they studs, you know. Lesbians, then that's different. You go get that girl, sis. But the women that we talking about, that we competing with, they ain't paying that bills, bitch. They ain't, they damn sure ain't. Okay? Unless you try to go 50-50 with a bitch. Unless you looking for a roommate, then yeah. But, you know, as for, you know, being a provider, then she can't do that shit. She can't even sling dick your way. Okay? So, Marilyn Monroe broke down in that movie a lot of like some key tips. And you know what, another key tip too was that she didn't brag about what she do or what she could do, how many men be in her face. She didn't brag about what she did for a living, you know what I mean? It wasn't like displayed all over the world. Like towards the end of the movie, her best friend did, you know, dance, because I told you they were showgirls. Her best friend did dance and show her sexuality a little bit to get what she wanted, to stall time. But throughout the movie, you never heard her when they went on dates or was with other men. Oh, yeah, we're showgirls, and we make this much a show. And da-da-da-da. Like, keep that shit to yourself. Keep that shit to yourself. Like, we be thinking that men like that, but they really don't. Like, it's to validate yourself. Like, you know, and when you do that, it just shows them that you're trying your hardest to please them, to get validated by them, for them to find you attractive or for them to like you. You're trying to impress them when they're supposed to be the ones trying to impress you. Period. They should be the ones trying to impress you. So, yeah, ladies, that wraps it up. I think I covered everything from the Marilyn Monroe that I want to say. But what I do want to tell you guys is watching Marilyn Monroe in her movies, especially in another movie she was in, No Monkey Business or Monkey Business. It's an old movie. It's on YouTube for free, too. She was a secretary. And the way she dressed in, she was fully covered, you know. But men were still checking her out. And, like, it was crazy how she could do that. And even her way of flirting was so girly and so innocent. But she was shooting her shot, honey. She was shooting her shot, but she made it seem like the man was trying to pursue her. Okay? So, yeah, that wraps this up. My advice to you guys is, like, I did my research on Marilyn Monroe. I think you should do your research on a celebrity that you find, feminine. Like, I love me some Nia Long, and I love Lisa Ray. Marilyn Monroe, I never liked her until now. So, yeah, now that I'm getting into it a little bit more, But so you can body that character. You can body who they are. You can, you know, kind of not really copy, but like mimic a little bit their style, or let their style be an inspiration for you. You know, who else do I like that? Because you know, I told you I changed up my wardrobe. I threw all my pants out because I was trying to get a little bit more girly, because I was out here acting like a nigga. But who else did I like style? Oh, I really love the nanny. The nanny style was fire, okay? And then she got her accent just like me, so I was like, yes, like this is what I want to be like, you know, my style wise. So look into somebody that has a style that you like. Yeah, I want to body that, and get into it, okay? Get into it, sis. So that wraps this up. Watch that movie, okay? Because it costs you nothing, all right? It's literally $3.99 on YouTube. You could deal with the ads, all right? So, as always, ladies, keep it classy, and I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. Mwah.